A pen mightier than an engine. Betty Cadoo on this moment of Indiana history. Now known as the voice that announces the start of the Indy 500, Indianapolis Motor Speedway owner Mary Holman George wasn't allowed to check in on the pit crew servicing the race car she owned back in the 1960s. Although these days Mary George invites ladies along with gentlemen to start their engines, the longtime prohibition of women from Gasoline Alley wasn't officially reversed until May 28, 1971, when journalist Betty Cadoo entered the track's inner sanctum with silver badge credentials to report for the Indianapolis News, the city's long-running evening paper. Though legally sanctioned, a female presence at the track was not unanimously welcomed. Cadoo reported being nearly run down by an electric cart and having her line of sight obscured so she couldn't photograph the race cars. Her persistence in the male-dominated field of sports writing eventually resulted in her membership in the American Auto Racing Writers and Broadcasters Association, not to mention her extensive coverage of the Colts for national publications after the team's move to Indianapolis in the early 80s. Beyond the world of sports, the Central Indiana native distinguished herself with investigative pieces on migrant workers and the Ku Klux Klan, and taught journalism at IUPUI and Butler. Betty Cadoo passed away in 2002. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, home of the You Are There 1945 Hoosier Homefront exhibit, presented by Kroger at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center, offering an everyday life experience in a small Indiana town during World War II. Information at indianahistory.org.